from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Yesterday, the Oakland A's unveiled plans for a new ballpark at Howard Terminal. In addition to the privately financed waterfront stadium, the team also wants to redevelop the current Coliseum site. Coming up, we'll get more on the plan from team president Dave Cavill. And at 9:30, China's government is actively trying to undermine democratic values and free speech in America and around the world. That's according to a new report by Stanford's Hoover Institution, which comes as President Trump is set to meet with China's president at the G20 summit this week. And we'll discuss the findings. That's next, after this. Welcome to this morning's forum. I'm Michael Krasny. The Oakland A's announced plans yesterday to build a new baseball stadium at the Howard Terminal north of Jack London Square. Described as a jewel box design, the futuristic waterfront park would feature a gondola to shuffle people from public transit to the ballpark. The team is also planning to buy and redevelop the Coliseum site in Oakland with housing, retail, and a scaled-down sports stadium. We're going to discuss the A's ambitious proposal, which has been endorsed by top city officials, but faces a potentially lengthy approval process. I spoke yesterday with team president Dave Cavill about the ambitious plan.
Well, it's really bigger than baseball. We have a really exciting project, both for a waterfront ballpark for the A's at Howard Terminal and an adaptive reuse of the Coliseum at our current home. And so we think both projects can be just tremendous for the city and our community and for the A's.
Why do them both?
Well, we heard from all the community engagement that we did over the last year that people wanted to make sure we honored East Oakland and had a plan for a location that had hosted, you know, so many great sporting events over the years. And so we felt by advancing a vision of, you know, restoring the Coliseum kind of in a new way with, an amphitheater type setup, keeping Oracle Arena and building a great park that can support all the development of that area, it could be a big win for the city. And so we're advancing a second project there that will help us with our success in Oakland.
This really is a vision. In fact, I think you've described it as like nothing you've ever seen, the jewel box. But we did see something a little bit like this way back, at least those who remember. You've got part of your heritage here. This is the old Connie Mack Stadium, Philadelphia A's in many ways, isn't it?
Shibe Park. I have a model of it right here in my office. I'm looking at it. It has that same little jewel box design, intimate stadium. But we've kind of taken those best features of those original steel and concrete stadia. We've added this incredible green loop, a park on the roof, put it at the waterfront. I think it's just going to be an incredible place to watch baseball for many years.
So the old Coliseum is going to be like a tech hub, and you're going to raise it and get it down to smaller sports events. What else?
Well, we're going to restore the wetlands and actually have it as a location that can deal with sea level rise and resiliency and create locations, new neighborhoods, both with housing, including affordable housing, grocery stores, locations for small businesses. You know, really a great new center of energy for the citizens and community of East Oakland. And we can still hearken back to our history of the 50 years that the A's played there by keeping the field, creating this amphitheater setup. I think it could be a really amazing way to honor that past.
And can you talk about where the money's going to come from, how you're going to pay for all this?
Well, it's all going to be privately financed. So, you know, the stadium, the plan, you know, we are going to work with the city and the county and looking at some tax increment opportunities for infrastructure, something that the mayor has spoken about in the past. But this is going to be a privately financed ballpark and plan, and it's something we look forward to advancing. We're working directly with the port on our option agreement and with the city on a development agreement that we hope to conclude in 2019.
You actually have to make a deal with the Alameda County, too, don't you?
Yeah, because they're the co-owner of the Coliseum site. And so we've been working with them. Nate Miley, who's the head of the county board, he was at our press conference today. You know, it's really great to see all the civic leaders together working on this huge transformative project for Oakland together. I think it's unusual to have a showing of everyone like that pulling together on this project. I think everyone realizes that this is bigger than baseball. This can mean so much to this community, and you don't get an opportunity like this very often.
Bigger than baseball, but this is the smallest stadium on record, isn't it?
It is, 34,000. It's going to be intimate. You're going to have incredible views of the water, the Oakland Hills, the downtown skyline. It's going to be a gem.
Well, let's talk about gentrification. That's a big issue in Oakland, and there's obviously concern whenever new housing is going up about it. Your thoughts at this point?
Well, any project really needs to include housing as a key item, including affordable housing. And so we plan on having that at both sites. It's something that will work hand-in-hand with the city to determine the best way to deploy that in an effective way, who to partner with, the percentages, things of that nature. But we definitely understand the need and are committed to having a robust affordable housing plan.
I think you described this, Dave, as a ballpark within a park, trying to really integrate into the surrounding neighborhood.
Absolutely, a park within a park, and being able to have a community and a neighborhood, kind of like, you know, Wrigleyville or Fenway Park, or, you know, some of the great old stadiums like Shibe Park or the old Connie Mack Stadium that are just kind of like embedded in their surrounding neighborhoods. And that's something that's kind of been lost. And I think the greatest baseball stadiums have that kind of feel. And that's what we want to achieve here in Oakland.
So you said you're building a new neighborhood.
We are a new neighborhood, you know, for our city and for our community. And we're very excited about that.
What about Scott Osser in the Chronicle said this is has more moving parts. How are you going to render it all and put it all together? In fact, he sounded pretty skeptical.
Well, you know, I think it's important that you just have to take one step at a time and, you know, continue to hit milestones like we did this year with getting our legislation passed in Sacramento to help with the timing of the California Environmental Quality Act. We're starting our CEQA, or the California Environmental Quality Act, process this week. We're working on the port option. We're continuing our community outreach, and we're working with community groups to make sure that we have a plan for community benefits, things like affordable housing and things of that nature. So we're, you know, we're continuing our process. We have a plan to open the ballpark by 2023, which we think is very doable, and we'll continue to work on that timeline.
I've got to follow up with a line of Scott Osler's and get your response to what he said about the essentially opening salvos. This was not a news event. This was a pep rally.
Well, you know, I think it's important and that everyone gathers and gets behind this exciting project. You know, as the only professional sports team that's going to be left in the East Bay and in Oakland, we have a responsibility to this community to make sure that we put the best foot forward and we carry forward the traditions of championship sports for many generations to come. And I think you have a sense from ourselves and the civic leaders, the county, the city, the port, our fans, how important that is. We understand the gravity of the decisions that are being made here, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure it's a big success for everyone.
Can you talk about the gondola, the aerial train?
Yeah, so one of the solutions we're looking at to help with the transportation to and from Howard Terminal is building a gondola from downtown Oakland up over the 880 and into Jack London Square. It could move up to 6,000 people an hour to and from the stadium. And so that, plus additional ferry service, plus obviously people who are biking and walking and driving, you know, form kind of the basis of our transportation plan to get people to and from the stadium in a very easy fashion.
And you got 10,000 parking spots, but what about all the concern about traffic congestion? You're hearing that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something we want to deal with head on. And, you know, the Bay Area, there's just way too much congestion as is. So anything that changes the traffic patterns could have a negative effect. And so we want to make sure we study it well. We have a whole crack team of transportation consultants, both at the city and our internal team, working on this, looking at all the different ways we can approach it so we have an intelligent solution.
Can you just say one thing also, because it's coming up, I believe, tomorrow, about the environmental studies that are going to be underway for the EIR?
Yeah, the EIR, we're going to start the California Environmental Quality Act. The EIR will start Friday. The notice of preparation will go Friday. And that will study the project and any mitigations that need to be dealt with by virtue of building the ballpark and the other development, the neighborhood I was talking about. And so that'll be an important open public process that will exist over the next year that at the end will create really the framework for moving forward to develop and build at the site.
Well,
and so it's really the one of the most important pieces, and we're excited to get started on that.
I was just going to say, with the Raiders going to Las Vegas and with essentially the Warriors going to San Francisco, you now got the A's as Oakland's team, and good luck to you, Dave. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate having me.
That was Oakland A's president Dave Cavill. I talked with him yesterday about the team's plans for a new ballpark. What do you think about the plan, and what questions do you have? Now would be the time for you to join us on this, and you can call us at our toll-free number, 866-733-6786. That number again, 866-733-6786, or email us forum@kqed.org. And we're now joined by KQED producer and reporter Nina Thorson, who's here with us in studio, who was at the A's press conference yesterday. Welcome, Nina.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about breaking ground first. 2020, how realistic is that?
I mean, I think the idea is that it would be done. It would be open on opening day 2023. And I think that's realistic according to the best case scenario that that Dave Cavill has set out. It may be that they would find some complication in the course of the environmental impact report. You know, the Howard Terminal site has been used as a commercial industrial site for years. They think they have a pretty good handle on what is going on there, but it's also it's right on the waterfront. There's a lot of issues with sea level rise, which they've tried to take into account in this preliminary planning. But, you know, it's certainly conceivable that something could happen that would delay it. I think the fact that they've announced that Howard Terminal is their intention means they've studied enough of those contingencies so that they're pretty sure that it will work.
And they still have to negotiate with the Port of Oakland and with Alameda.
They have to negotiate with the Port of Oakland for that site, and then they have to negotiate with Alameda County and the City of Oakland for the Coliseum property because that's jointly owned by the two of them.
And we heard Dave Cavill say that this money is going to be privately, essentially, financed. We heard from Mickey Dolich, A's executive, who said maybe around $600 million. Is that estimate like you're hearing?
You know, I'm not hearing. A lot of people were actually trying at the press conference yesterday to press Dave Cavill on number figures. And he said, you know, we don't know yet because we don't know.
We don't know environmental costs.
We don't know environmental costs. We don't know, you know, whether they are, there's a lot of unknowns about are the A's going to buy out Alameda County's share of the Coliseum? Is the City of Oakland going to do that? Is the City of Oakland going to sell the land of the Coliseum to the A's, or are they going to lease it to them? And, you know, there's a lot of different moving parts that could happen. But the stadium itself, the ballpark itself, will be privately financed by John Fisher, the A's owner, and the other people in the ownership group, and by the developers that they will be bringing in for the you know, the non-baseball parts of the project.
There's a deadline of April, though. If they don't make a deal in April, they lose, what, about $100,000 in deposit?
Yes, I think that's I'm not entirely sure what the deal is with the exclusive negotiating agreement, but I know there is something like that in there.
Well, there are a lot of environmental challenges, legal challenges, and certainly much ahead of moving parts and how those are all going to come together. But certainly I'd like to hear any questions or comments you have about this. And we're going up to 9:30 with this. So if you have something you'd like to bring into the conversation here, or if you have a question, join us now at our toll-free number. It's 866-733-6786. And let me go to an Oakland caller. Chris, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, morning. I live in Oakland, and I have a number of concerns about this project. One, if you look at the pictures shown at the Coliseum site, what they want to do, yeah, it's mostly a big park. It's all green. Leaving out any parking for these two sports facilities to be left, there's no parking shown. The housing is shown right next to the freeway, the worst part. And who's going to pay for tearing down these buildings? Separately, they keep saying it's all privately financed, except they want city and county money for infrastructure, which I understand in previous attempts they've had is, you know, looking at $30 to $40 million. The city gets money. How come we should own part of the team? I think.
Yeah, Chris, you have some real concerns. Nina, you want to address those?
Well, the philosophy that that the city and county and, you know, and the team have said about the infrastructure costs are that the city, whatever development goes into these spaces, the city and the county or the state, whoever, whatever they will be dealing with in terms of whether it's a state road or a city road, that the developers would be looking for infrastructure improvements no matter what. There are things about the Coliseum site. There's a PG&E line that runs directly under the site that would need to be remediated no matter what they do, unless they just leave it as a big, empty, vacant lot, which is not really in anybody's best interests.
But as Chris indicates, there's some questions that loom. And one of them is, at least in my mind, what kind of pushback we're going to get from West Oakland residents? What do you think?
You know, that definitely remains to be seen. I think that West Oakland residents will be interested to know whether this would improve things at all in terms of less industrial activity at the port, less, noisy and smelly things going on at the port would make it any better, or whether a lot of the lights, the fireworks displays several times a year, you know, would that be difficult? I think also there's questions that relate more to the couple of years of construction and what goes on there, as opposed to the long-term operation of the ballpark, which is a different thing. But I think it also has a lot of potential to create jobs for people in West Oakland. That has been a concern that I've heard both in terms of the A's and when I've talked to people about the Raiders, when the Raiders were still looking at potentially redeveloping their stadium where it is now, that there's a lot of folks in East Oakland who work at the Coliseum who will be losing their jobs or losing some parts of their jobs when the Raiders and the Warriors go away, and they'll continue to work as ushers and ticket takers and security and concessions people at the Coliseum as long as the A's are there. So there are pluses, there are minuses, and I think that's definitely, that's what the environmental impact process is going to suss out.
Nina Thorson here with us in studio, producer for KQED and for the reporter. And let me go to more of your calls. Let me go to another Oakland caller. Chelsea, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning. I think one thing that's so great about the stadium right now is that tickets are fairly cheap and the Oakland residents can afford to go. And I'm wondering if we know anything about how the new stadium will impact ticket prices.
Good question, Chelsea, and thank you for that. Nina?
I think that was actually something that, in addition to being, a reporter on this story, I am a full season ticket package holder in the bleachers. And so that's something that, I'm concerned about.
All you are of my an iconic are, fan. Nina.
All of my friends are concerned
like
about. And there are going to be some areas in the new ballpark design where you will be able to be outside the stadium but watch the game, sort of akin to the Wrigley rooftops, where you can sit on a terrace and look through into the stadium. There are going to be some low-cost areas similar to the A's access plan and the treehouse that they do now, where you can go in and sit at a or stand at a drink rail and watch the game. They're trying to keep a good range of ticket prices is what I've been told. I think the thing that people are going to find it would be different in any new stadium is that you may still be paying $15 or $20 for your ticket, but you're going to have to be buying it in advance a lot more often. You're not going to be able to roll up to the Coliseum 15 minutes before game time and find a cheap seat the way that you can now.
Here's Desmond, who writes, the stadium right next to a port with trucks, trains, hazardous waste, and ship traffic is a bad idea. This handover to a private company of public land is not compatible. And who wants a home plate view of the abandoned Alameda Naval Air Station?
I think it's going to be a beautiful view, but it is, it's you can look at it in a lot of different ways. I think that the A's are of the opinion that there will be more pluses and more incentives for people who are not necessarily fans of the team now at Howard Terminal than there would be in just redeveloping the Coliseum site as a ballpark.
I like this comment from a listener named Bill who says, I love the neighborhood angle of this project, like Fenway and Camden Yards. It harkens back to purer days of the game. Now, if only they can keep sushi out of the concession stands. And here's a tweet from Nick who says, what was that about wetlands Cavill mentioned? Could somebody elaborate, Nina, for us?
Well, I think the idea is that by having a lot of green and open and unpaved space, that that gives somewhere for as sea levels rise and as we get things like the pouring rain that we're getting today, that when a neighborhood like East Oakland is all paved over, there's nowhere for water to go. And it flows into the bay. And as the level of the bay rises, then buildings get impacted by it. The Coliseum itself, and this is the reason for the occasional and much overhyped, I must say, plumbing issues that they've had. But the Coliseum itself is actually below sea level. The playing field is below sea level. So everything has to be sort of pumped up and out. It's not a matter of gravity.
And they're still thinking about climate change here.
So they're definitely, they're looking at climate change and sea level rise in both places. So the idea is there would be much more green space at the Coliseum and therefore much more places for water to be absorbed in the natural way. And it wouldn't necessarily be as much of a, and that would help neighborhoods in that, you know, there would be less water going into the neighborhoods.
Here's Ryan, who writes, as a 30-year environmentalist and East Bay resident for 40 years, I've been skeptical of Dave Cavill and the A's in the past, but wholeheartedly stand with him now as being sincere and competent. And here's another caller from Oakland. Antonio, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say, as an Oakland native who loves our local sports teams, I don't trust a lot of these teams to stick around after they get a good tax deal. So if they want to do this at the port and have an ambitious plan for a wetland, that's awesome. But they should be paying market rate for that lease or that land. We as taxpayers should not be subsidizing them. It hasn't proved well for Oakland or the East Bay in the past. So, yeah, those are my comments.
All right. I thank you for the comment. We'll let the comment stand. Then I'm going to read another comment from a listener who says, Oakland waterfront has become valuable real estate, much like San Francisco's waterfront. Continued development of this industrial area will turn the Port of Oakland into a leisure port like San Francisco, with hotels, housing, and casinos, at the expense of the Northern California International Trade Community. Thoughts, Nina Thorson?
Well, I think there is, you know, in the 19th century, every waterway in every urban area was seen as a way to make money. We saw this in my hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota, that the Mississippi River was just seen as, you know, a nice big wet road to put things on, and you didn't think about the view or about the environment. It was a good means of transit, and the story in every urban area over the past 100 years has been to see what we can do to take back more of that waterfront for the people who live and work in the city, and not for storing things or for cargo to be there, you know, in a long-term situation. I think the Port of Oakland is super important, and the fact that the Port of Oakland chair was at the table yesterday means that they're trying to balance the role of a working port along with a baseball park.
They're certainly showing unity in this, at least for the present. Quick tweet, the picture making, this is from Luke, who says, picture making the rounds makes it look like people will be able to walk into a standing room viewing area in the outfield without a ticket. What's the plan there?
Yep. That's what I understand.
All right. We'll leave it there. We've been talking about ticket costs, and there you have another way in. Thank you, Nina Thorson.
Thank you.
And we have another segment of Forum up ahead. We're going to talk about a new report about China and its influences in American politics and society. Orville Schell will be joining us. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Krasny.